Late night.
You know, I was going to say it. I always say that. Maybe I need to stop doing that. I don't know. But anyway, thank you for joining me. I'm David, and this is the 5x5 Late Night Show. Hope you guys are all doing good, as I am doing pretty good. It's been a pretty decent day. It seemed like I haven't really did anything today, but I had a lunch date. Woo-hoo-hoo. Don't try it. It's not what you think. But I got to have some adult, young, well, I can't say I'm a young adult. I'm not even going to say I'm middle age. Some adult me time. Not the X-rated variety, which that would have been okay, but it wasn't that type of party. But it seemed like this day just was kind of weird because I didn't go to bed too late because I don't know, my back was hurting and I just couldn't, I was sleepy all day. Now, if you listened to the show last night, you know, I fixed dinner for my family last night, invited my sister and everybody over, to eat. And actually, I finished the leftovers today, and they was just as good today as it was yesterday. It wasn't much left, but what was left, it was really good. Anyhow, I was really tired yesterday, but as soon as I'm like, okay, I'm done, I've ended my day, I'm finished, I'm laying down, I'm going to sleep, I couldn't fall asleep for nothing. And then I have this anxiety about, I'm not going to get enough rest, because I only have one more day off. And I have to work on Friday because, you know, Fridays are my Mondays. You know, I'll know that story. But I'm like, seriously, can I not fall asleep? And I normally fall asleep. I've been watching them. If you listened to yesterday, Braxton Family Values on Netflix, on my Apple TV. And so I would watch enough of those episodes that would make me really groggy. So I would, you know, be just about ready to fall asleep by watching. And also, none of my new stuff came on this week. There was no Arrow. There was no Original. There was no, what's the other show? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Of course, American Horror Story Coven is gone. So I'm like, there's nothing to watch on TV, so that would normally kind of wear me out in the evening when I'm winding down. I need to start working out. You know, I've been on this water kick, little over two weeks now, and haven't drank. That's some old country stuff. Sorry, I haven't drank any soda, but I've been drinking my sparkling ice. You know what? Walgreens tricked me. I went to Walgreens today because I remembered them having water on sale three for $2. I remember I told you that yesterday. But when I get to Walgreens today, it wasn't the same thing. It was, they pulled a trick. They pulled a trick on me. They're mimicking the sparkling ice. Get the sparkling ice. I'm sorry, Walgreens, but your water doesn't taste all that great. It's almost too much carbonation in their water. It's like, because it has that really, you know, when you drink a really cold ginger ale or Sprite even, if it's real cold and it's seems like it's really fizzy, it kind of burns. It has that bite to it. But it's not a bad bite. It just has like, ooh, okay, that's a little much to take in. That's why I couldn't drink the water, because it had too much carbonation in it. But Walgreens tricked me. They call it sparkling water, and it looks just like the bottle almost. It's skinny, and you, and it's 16.9 fluid ounces, where the sparkling ice is 17 fluid ounces. I know that's only a sip difference. I know this, but they tricked me, and it doesn't. Well, and it has everything that that the sparkling ice has, in the way of vitamins. It has all the vitamins, the 3, the 6, the 12, the 5, the I think it's biotin, and the green tree extract. But it doesn't taste the same. They have all the different flavors. Oh, and I went, if you go to Sparkling Ice, I think it's sparklingice.com. I'll try to pull it up. And I am following them on Twitter, so check out Sparkling Ice, because they have me hooked right now. If you go to their website, sparklingice.com. Go ahead and give them a follow on Twitter. That's because I love them so much. But they have some that I've never seen before. Like they have a ton of just lemonades. They have a cherry limeade that I haven't seen anywhere. So tomorrow, before I go to work, I'm going to the big Walmart store, because I don't know if you guys in your city, if you guys have a little Walmart neighborhood where they're grocery stores, and they call it the Walmart neighborhood market. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different kind of lemonades. Because the classic lemonade is on point. The regular lemonade, but the classic lemonade is on point. And they have these. They have orange aid. They have a cherry limeade. They have a. I think that is iced tea, lemon with tea, pink lemonade, raspberry lemonade. What is this other one? Mango. I think I've seen the mango lemonade, I think, or the mango orange. Anyhow. So when I went to the website, I'm like, oh my God, look at all this different kind of lemonades that I haven't seen in the stores here. So whomever needs to, there is a, and I haven't done it yet, there is a place where you can see where you can buy the actual different, well, where you can buy sparkling ice at retailer wise. And so, but the Walgreens one, don't get tricked. Even though it is on sale, it's not worth it. It's just a dollar. So tomorrow I'll stack up on my lemonade for the remainder of the week. I'm not gonna waste the Walgreens brand because I paid for it. Like I'm ready. This is pomegranate berry, and I'm not a big pomegranate fan, but sometimes I like the flavor. But it's that extra fizzy bite, and the flavors, to me, the flavors aren't as true as the sparkling ice. So enough of that. I know you're tired of me talking about sparkling ice, but I thing is, I had to talk about it and hype myself up about it so I won't think about sodas, which I'm very, very proud of myself that I haven't been drinking any sodas. And I think that's why, like yesterday, like I told you, I think that's why I got tired, because I was so hyped up on sugar from the day that when I did crash, I was tired. And now that I'm not hyped up on sugar, I get tired. Then I get finally get my second wind when I eat the right stuff and get the right amount of carbohydrates and protein, whatever. And then I can't fall asleep. So I don't know what that's about. So I need to work something out. Anyhow, so I ramble sometimes. I do apologize. But I want to first, first of all, I don't even know what I was talking about from at the beginning of the show. I probably didn't listen to what I was saying. I was talking about my day and talking about sparkling. When I got on sparkling ice, I lost all kind of sense. I think I was talking about being tired, but oh, yeah, I was saying, because Friday's my Monday, so when I can't get any sleep, when I don't think I'm getting sleep, and I had my last day, I was like, ugh. So this would be my today was my Sunday, and I'm like, ugh, please. Please, 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 let me fall asleep. So, and I had to get up a little early. Well, I got up earlier. Not that I had to get up. I had to get up earlier. I got up earlier than I normally do on a day off. And but then I was asleep. It's just weird. I probably need to go have a sleep test or something, because it was just very weird. but so like I said, I actually get to have some adult time today, to do something for myself. Like I had a date, quote unquote, and I'll tell you about that when we come back.
I never get the flu.
My kids don't need more shots.
I don't have time.
We're all healthy.
My asthma's under control.
I'm pregnant.
I've had the flu. It's not a big deal.
My kids are too old
for flu. The media is exaggerating.
I can fight it naturally.
No matter how you build your excuses, the flu can blow your house down. Keep your foundation strong. Vaccinate. Learn more at flu.gov.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I like that. That is so smooth. I like that. But anyhow, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for following the show. Listen to me ramble sometimes every night, sometimes once a week. And however, wherever, whenever you're listening to me, I do appreciate it. Growing, and I think I'm a little more confident than I was almost a year ago. Tomorrow, I don't know. I guess it's officially, we're 20 minutes into Valentine's Day. I don't have a Valentine. And last year at this time, I said I wasn't going to be single for Valentine's Day. And I still haven't. I always give my mother something nice. But I kind of, all my ideas kind of went with Christmas. And I'm like, what do you buy your mother for Valentine's Day? Because part of the day she'll be in dialysis, but you know, when she comes home, I'll be at work, and then my sister will be taking care of her. But I'm like, what do I get her? Do I give her flowers? My mother has a crazy green thumb. She can grow just about anything. But I hate buying flowers in the wintertime. It seems like it just doesn't make sense. And I like fresh flowers if they stay fresh for a very long time. I don't like when they start wilting and getting all stanky and stuff. Somebody said if you put aspirin in the water, it keeps the flowers fresher longer. So, and I wanted to buy my niece something and get my, so I'll probably get cards for my sister and my niece. Maybe something for my nephew. And then, do you buy your dad something for Valentine's Day? Does a 40-something buy Valentine's for their father? I love him, but no, I don't think I'm going to. So that should be a group card. Like, you know, I'll get the card and put all of our names up from your children, you know, because I don't know. It's kind of weird. But so I was thinking, what do I buy my mother for Valentine's Day? What do I get her? That, and I can't, you know, of course, I'm waiting till the last minute because I'm not going to buy it till Valentine's Day. But I'm not, you know, it's not going to be a morning thing. She'll have it when she gets home. I want to surprise her. She can't eat sugar. And so we were at Walgreens today. And I said, hey, what do you want for Valentine's Day? I said, you want me to get you some sugar-free? Because she's diabetic. I said, you want me to get you some sugar-free candy? You know, my mother, if you only knew, she's like, I don't want no sugar-free candy because they put the stuff in there that makes you use the bathroom. Of course, she didn't say it that tactfully. But I said, what? I said, well, you can't eat. I said, because they have all this Valentine's Day candy, you know, up and down the aisles, and balloons and pink stuff and all that kind of, it's a Hallmark holiday. I could care less about the holiday, because it's so commercialized now, which, you know, it is what it is. She does, so I can't get her any chocolate, because if I get her sugar-free, She's not going to eat it because she's already told me that's something she wanted. So I don't know. Maybe I'll buy her a nice scarf, get her some, a flower of some sort. She needs some new headphones, but my mom is hard on headphones. I've purchased, I got her new nice headphones for Christmas. I bought some for during the summertime because hers, I've given her pairs of mine and she tore them up. If you can't take care of them, then you don't deserve them. I know that sounds kind of janky, but that's how I feel. So I don't know. So cards for my sister. I might get her a little flower. Ooh, I hope that's what I want to get. Perfect idea for my sister. I'm gonna get her an air plant. That's what I hope I can find one tomorrow. Because I have limited time, you know, between dropping my mother off at 11 and because I'm 12 to 1, I got to be at work at 3 o'clock. Oh yeah, I'm gonna be pushing it. Because there's a wall. See, if I go, I'm gonna go to the other wall. Well, you guys don't need to know all that, but I'll work it out. Anyhow, so what are you getting your? Tweet me at the 5x5 and tell me what you're getting your honey, significant other, parent, or friend for Valentine's Day. I don't expect anything, so you can tweet me. All well, too late for gift ideas. Just tell me what you got or what you're getting. Send me a picture at the 5x5. And hashtag for my friend Ken Boggle, hashtag L, the number 8, night, late night, at the 5x5, and the 5 is our numeric. Let me know what you did for Valentine's Day. I'll be at work, so I'm not doing anything. like I said, I have my date tonight. Well, this afternoon. So, anyhow. I digress. So yes, I had a date today, but it was with a girl. one of the people that I've known since kindergarten, and we're still friends. We were friends all through grade school, through junior high, through high school. Not that we lost contact, because she was in the service for a very long time, and then when she came back, we reconnected. And then over the last Then of course, then I moved away, and then she moved away again. So we were living in two different cities. But we always, you know, the whole Facebook thing is good for something. And but then she recently moved back to the area. You know, I moved back to the area, and so we've been trying to maintain our friendship. You know, because she's single, and of course I'm single, and we both are share in our distaste for the area, but we're back for our family, so that's what's important. Like I said, so she knows me. Only thing I just she might listen to this. I'm not gonna say, but she's a good person, and we always have. She was mocking me a lot. I guess, you know, I had my whole Tamar Braxton act going on tonight, and she was mocking me. I'm like, girl, will you stop mocking me? That ain't hot, Tamar Braxton, right? And so, I text her this morning, and I'm like, hey, are we still getting together? Because we had planned to get together last week, but we had all the ice and stuff, and I didn't want to deal with all that. Here's the thing, though. I have so many girls wanting to go hang out with me. You know, last week it was like three, and then this week it's like, well, maybe two, three, two or three. And I'm like, I don't have time to be doing that, and supposed I don't get money like that to be going out to eat. Because going out to eating, although it can be fun and you know the home fellowship thing is all nice and cute and things, but that's, you know, that's not how it's expensive, so it can be, you know, like we it's not like I'm going to hang out with my friends at McDonald's. That's not going to happen. And so I texted her this morning, and she's like, well, where you want to go? So I couldn't think, I couldn't decide. So I guess I think I called, she called me, and I said, I don't know, you just think of a place. Because I told her, I think I said this yesterday, I wanted a margarita, but I didn't want Mexican food. And so she came up with a brilliant idea. She's like, well, the bowl. And so we have a casino here, like a riverboat casino here, and it has like all these, like seven or eight restaurants on the complex where it is, and there's things to do and drink. So we end up going to a Max and Irma's, and I think Max and Irma's is a chain. I've seen them in different cities, but we had this really nice waitress. She would Her name was Gigi, and I think she didn't know how to take me. Because I'm like, again, anywhere I go, I don't really give waiters a hard time, but in a fun way, not just trying to be mean. Because if you end up being their friends, it's happened to me before. When I lived in Atlanta, I always made friends. I always went to the, if it was a good waiter, I always went to the same waiter. I said, let me sit, can I sit in such and such a section? You know, I always tip very well, and I normally got free dessert. But Gigi wasn't coming off no free dessert today. And so, she she was nice though. She and I asked her where she was from. We talked about traveling and coming back to the area, and consequently she came back to the area from Richmond. See, I know all about her business, from Richmond, to take care of her father. Which what she said was her father left her mother, and coming back she realized why they got divorced when she was little, when she was 8 years old. I'm like, girl, you are telling me too much. You know, it comes a point in the conversation where I don't need, like, remember the episode of the day? I don't need to hear all that. And so, but she was fine. And so I asked her, normally, because I haven't eaten at Max and Irma's but two other times in my life. And they do, like, sandwiches and stuff. And, but I did have a fabulous margarita. It was really, 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 really good. I was shocked. It was really good. It was really good. I don't even know how much it was, because it was that good. But I got what they called a, and I'll have it on the website, what they called a bodacious burger. Yeah. It wasn't too bodacious. Then they have a Max size and have an Irma size. I guess the Max is kind of the manly, a bigger size. Max, you know, play on words. And the Irma was for the chick, which is fine. And so this Max, no, this bodacious burger had a, and I was asked, I said, well, you know, what do you recommend? Because, you know, I when I go out to eat lunch, I keep it simple. Give me a bacon cheeseburger, some fries, or some chicken tenders or something, and some onion rings, and I'm cool. And so I'm like, let me try something different. And so, burger wise, because you know, if you go to, remember, I don't have Ruby Tuesday here, but Ruby Tuesday has some good burgers. I used to go over there and meal when I lived in Atlanta, but we don't have them in this area. But so, this bodacious burger had, it was a big burger, and they said, I guess it's not they pad it out instead of, it's not an already cut patty, I guess. I wonder if they had pink slime in it, I don't know. Anyhow, and so it had goat cheese and garlic cheese something on it. And that sounded really good to me, because I like garlic. And she said it was kind of buttery. And then it had bacon, and then this, and a bacon marmalade on it. You know, bacon makes everything better. But so it comes out. And so Gigi is standing there, and I learned, it took me a long time to learn that I don't need my food burned for it to be, feel safe with it. So I always get medium well, which is cooked enough. And my date, my friend, she had hers well done, and it was burned. I'm like, girl, your food is burned. And a really good friend of mine taught me, David, stop getting well stuff well done. Get medium well, because then it'll be juicy and all that stuff. Anyhow, I can't do medium, or I can't do medium rare, because it's nasty. But so she's standing there, and so I don't like my food really hot, because to me, and I don't know if it makes sense to you guys, if your food is too hot, you can't taste it. And I have a very sensitive mouth. As much as I run my mouth, you would think it wouldn't be sensitive, but I have a very sensitive teeth, sensitive tongue, gums, all that. My mouth is very sensitive, and I don't like burning. And it's probably more psychosomatic than anything else, but I don't like burning my mouth. And so she's standing there, and in my head I'm like, okay, we're having a conversation and we're not including you, but you're just kind of hanging out by the table, which was fine. It wasn't anybody else in there. You can hang out. I'm friends with everybody. And so she interjects in the conversation. She's like, I'm just waiting for Mr. She called me something. I can't remember what she called me. To try that burger so I won't be in trouble. I'm like, girl, I'll let you know if you're going to be in trouble. And then I tasted it, but it was too hot. And so here, I can't spit it out. in my mouth because that's gross, right? And so I put my napkin up to my face and I'm trying to. I said, I can't taste it. It's too hot. Come back. And so she finally went away. And then she, when I finally start eating, she comes back. And you know, thing is, they only gave me like 4 or 5 fries. I was so I didn't say anything. I'm like, y'all gave me. I get more fries than Zestos. Yeah, and they're like the big steak fries. They were good. You know, there's not, they don't have salt and stuff on the tables. You know, if you want it, because they don't want you to season your own food. I guess that makes sense. If you're a real chef, I guess you don't want you changing anything about the food. But I like salt. I'm sorry. and so she comes back and I'm eating it, and I'm like, I said, you want my honest opinion? Because the little goat cheese creamy sauce stuff, it wasn't. It tastes okay, but it was almost too, I don't know what the word is, maybe. It was really, really rich, and I don't know if it was a gamey taste. It didn't taste like cheese, and I think it was more of the texture. I don't know. Something wasn't right, and I couldn't taste any garlic, because I wanted that garlic, you know, how they say on the little cooking shows. I want that garlic note to come through, and it didn't. And so, my friend, she had asked for a side of mayonnaise for her sandwich, so I put some mayonnaise on mine, and it ended up tasting a lot better. But it was okay. 1 out of 10 scale, I give it a 7. You know, I give the margarita a 10 because it was really, really good. And then, you know, I forgot about, I used to drink mojito like it was going out of style. But so this is on the, this is in the complex where the casino boat is. And then I wanted to check my coat because I didn't want to carry it on the boat because it was actually really warm in there. And I'm like, I'm not carrying that, lugging that coat all the way around because I want everybody to see my fabulous outfit with my fabulous shoes. And not really. And so that was the ordeal, trying to get your coat checked. I was like, this is silly. And so we go into the boat. And we're making jokes. And of course, I'm always making jokes. I always have something to say, but you know, we'll talk about the old gangsters at the casino when we come back.
All right, straight up and down. Girl, you cold-hearted. Let me see your resume. Let's get it started. And you got that super tongue in your ass so fat it's retarded. Pardon, I just won't whip it and pock it. All I need is a swigger than Dawkins. Then I'm a dog. Get off and ballin'. Shit on the offense. Drink a whippin' with the Dawkins. Stealing them softly. Like, bitch, I'm the shit. And you know it. Step out my outfit. Pippin' in motion. Yo, pussy, I own it. Ain't gotta be mine for me to control it. I'm all in your zone. It. Like, what did you want it?
Family.
Actually, I haven't played that song in a very long time. I like that. That's Who Am I Working For by Tinashe. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show, and I'm your host, David, sitting here telling you about my day. In the second half of the show today, I will be taking another quiz, you know, like I do. And this is, what state do you actually belong in? So... and whatever the quiz results are, I'm moving. Whatever the quiz results are, I am moving. But thank you guys for listening. Oh, and by the way, check out a good friend of mine here on Spreaker.com, and that would be the one and only Dwayne Hadley from the Dwayne Hadley Radio Network. Dwayne, he's always, like I said all the time, he's so complimentary to me. Check him out. He talks about just about everything. He's very, very positive. I think that's what first attracted me to his show. So check out Dwayne Hadley, because he's always plugging me on his show, and I appreciate that. And that's something that he doesn't have to do, but he does it. So I do appreciate that. So back to the story at hand. I get my coat checked, and so we finally get on the boat, and I'm looking around. I'm like, there's a ton, and when I say a ton of people, I thought Lawrence Welk was in town, because I swear every elderly person in the city was at the remote, and they weren't playing around. I mean, seriously, they were not playing around. And we thought it was hilarious. And they were, you know, I like old people, you know. But some of them were kind of gangster. I was like, this one chick, so we're walking, you know. First, you got to do your walkthrough, okay, like, let people see you, because there were some cute people there, some cute boys there. I was like, oh, hey. And getting some sex, because I did look really, really cute today. And, you know, we're just kind of walking, you know, because there's three levels to this particular casino. I've never been in another one, so, because I don't gamble. I might get the occasional lottery ticket, yes, but I don't gamble like that. So, while we're walking, you know, so I think we started out on the second floor. Oh, I'll tell you that in a second. Started on the second floor. So I said, well, I'm not going to spend a lot of money. It wasn't in me to spend. So when we got a cocktail, well, my friend got a cocktail. And so we're kind of walking around. And we stopped at this one machine. And this lady, I seen there was chairs flipped up on, not on, but, you know, leaning against particular machines. And I see this woman looking at me. She's an older woman. And I'm like, oh, if I go over there, I will get punched in the throat. Trust. And so she runs back over to the other side. They're, you know, sometimes they're back to back in rows. And so she was on one side, and she had this lanyard with your little card that you put in to get points, I guess, for how many. They're tracking how much money you're spending at the casino, and I guess you can redeem your points for free plays or merchandise or something. I don't know. I'll never find out, because I'm never going to waste that much money at the casino. And so she had started on another machine, but I guess her other machine had hit, so she had ran back on the other side, and she flipped a little chair up. I'm like, oh, all right, G. And so I'm like, okay, you did that. And so then we see there's like a whole lot of, I don't want to say old, because that seems really mean, but they were old people, older people. And so gray hairs, you know, gray hair, blue hair, you know, wrinkles. And it was black and white alike. There was black old people down there too. And I think they all came on them smiley buses. Y'all got smiley buses in your city where it's the smiley bus that takes the old people all around to the little elderly events and retiree events and things like that? I don't know if you guys have that, but we have them here. Anyhow, so everybody's around these really big, like, they're not jumbo, but like these flat screen TVs, and it's a whole bunch of, they had a tournament. And so I happened to see a friend of mine's, her and her husband won the tournament. And so I texted her and I'm like, girl, I see your name up on the board down the boat. And they had like 1,000,000 points. I'm like, girl, what were you doing? Did you win something? She's like, oh, it was a lover's thing for Valentine's Day and we did it for fun. I'm like, oh, how much money did you spend? You know, that ain't fun. I didn't get to it, but they're all looking at that and they're all in amazement about this board and how the contest went. They're all just kind of standing there and I'm like, what is really going on? And the thing is, and I'm not judging anyone, because my thing is, I might have spent $20. I came home with $20, I know that. And between buying drinks, because my friend bought me lunch. That was so nice of her. I have a good friend. The friends I do have, the real friends that I do have, friendships that have lasted a lifetime, I have really good friends. Because I had every intention of paying for her lunch. But she wouldn't hear of it. She was like, no, I got it. So I'm like, all right, big ball of shot call. You want to ask me twice? Because I'll take a free meal. And so then we sit at the bar because she likes to drink. And thing is, they had the nerve to sit her home in the restaurant. I was kind of upset with that. I wanted something different. That's not me being boo-ghetto. That's just how I feel. Anyhow, so we're sitting at the bar, and then they had these little slot machine thingies. Well, first I played one that had like Tarzan and people on it. I didn't win anything there, so it went down to 8. So whatever, I tried to play blackjack. See, this is why I don't gamble, because I don't understand what's going on with the card. I can play spades, and I can play rummy, and what other card game I can play? I can play garbage. That's about it. And there's a game my mom used to taught me and my sister when we were little called Pity Pat. That's it. I can't. I don't gamble. I don't play those kind of games. If there's anything wrong with it, I don't understand. And I'm sure if I invested a little time to learn what was going on, I would probably be good at it. But I don't care enough. So she's telling me, push this button, push this button. I'm like, girl, I don't know what's going on. Jacks are better. And she's yelling, Jacks are better. And then this waitress, she had the biggest breast. And they was almost seen the areola. I'm like, girl, you need to tighten that up. But I guess she was getting tips, so she was living. And so we walk around some more. And then the one machine that I found that actually liked me, they had, you know, and the thing is, they had several machines that were like Indian. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of mean. That little racist. I should have took a picture. They had Indian motifs, and it was called some Indian name. I'm like, yeah, y'all tried that one. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we can't put no money in this one. And so I went to this one, and listen, when I say this, I only played the penny slots, so I wouldn't expect them to get rich, but I wasn't trying to lose money either. But then this one couple that kid told me, and they do too much. He had jumped up from his machine, and he had his cigarettes there, and he had a beer. He's like, I'm not even talking to you. He's like, hey, brother, can you watch that? Before I can even say no, you know, because I'm not watching that. You ain't never said I'm going to steal something from you. And so he runs across, and I'm watching him. And he's like, thanks for watching that for me, but I had to stop the old lady before she spent all the rent money. Are you serious? I guess he was playing. But there were some people down there that didn't look like they should have been down there. Not that I'm prejudging anybody, because you never really should judge a book by its cover, because I wouldn't want to be prejudged by any means. But I'm like, are you sure you should be? But you know, people got the tax money, so there's a lot of people running around here like they're rich. And I'm like, are you sure you should be down here? You know, and he's talking. He's like, yeah, she'll spend all the money and we won't have any money. Then you need to go home. And then this one guy, and we're on the boat, right? And there's an elevator. And he has his father in a wheelchair. And I saw y'all going up and down. What are y'all doing? And he's like, so the guy's like, we're trying to get to the parking garage. I'm like, well, you're not going to, we're on the boat, boo. We're not, you can't get to the parking garage from here. I said, you have to go out at one of the exits. And then I told him the wrong exit, because they moved the floors. Like, sometimes you enter from floor one, sometimes you enter from floor two, sometimes you enter from floor three. And I told them two is where we came on, but during the time we were there, they had moved the entrance to three. So I'm sure they was mad at me, but you know, go home. He's in a wheelchair. And then, and I kid you not, I promise you guys, I'm not lying, they're shrieking across the whole floor. There was an old lady in a wheelchair with one leg, and she was getting it. I'm like, girl, it is not that serious. Can't you be at home? But I guess she's living her life. She's like, one leg or not, I'm putting these coins in this machine. But what happened, it used to be, and I used to like that machine, that, I mean, like the sound of the little coins falling out, because it used to be, they, see, this is how long I haven't been. You had actual coins that you put in the machine, and then you press the button or pull the lever. And now you just put your money in, like at an arcade or something. And but again, with the machines, like with the penny slots, you can play 50 lines. I guess that's 50 cents. So you play 50 lines, and you, and whatever. If you, then it's like maybe 30 or 40 of these pictures on the screen, and if you get something in the 30 picture with 40, with those 40 lines or 50 lines, then you can win something. So one machine that we finally, where we ended up at, and we ended up talking, just kind of sitting and shooting the shit, I forget what it was called, but I took a picture of it. It had these like doubles and triples, and so I kept on I got my $10 back, and I was like at 11 something, and I went up to like 12, maybe I don't think it made the 13, and that's why I should have hit the cash out. I'm like, ooh, because I'm gonna keep on getting these little double things to keep on, because it doubles whatever you bet. So if you bet 40, it double, tripled, or quadrupled your bet. So if you bet 40 and it had a double, you got 80. If you hit a triple, you got 120, it's $1.20, and so on and so on. And so I got 1.5, but see, every time that would be on like the minimum bet. So every time I would do double, like 100, I would lose my money. So it went really fast. And I came home, and I think I had 5 cents left on my little ticket thing. So I'm like, yeah, but it was well worth going out, hanging out with one of my lifelong friends. So we're going to try to do once every other week, not every week, because we'll get on each other's nerves. Although I want to go out tomorrow night because I want to go see the strippers, but I don't know if I'm going to do that either. I'll probably be tired. and then a coworker calls me and wants me to come into work. I'm like, no, I'm not working tonight, even though I should have went. But I'm like, nah, I can't do that. Because then go back and work at 3 o'clock, and oh, nah, I don't have time for all that. Anyhow, so that was my day. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed myself. You need to take time out for your... Why I said all that and told that story. You have to take time out to enjoy yourself, no matter what your circumstances are. Even if you don't have any money, you know, take a walk, take a drive, get on the computer, play your favorite game, you know, take an hour out to do nothing and watch your favorite television program, or sleep extra, get an extra hour of sleep. You have to do something, especially when you get a particular age and you think the world is kind of pulling you in all kind of directions. I think it's healthy, and I'm learning this, because I think my sole purpose for being back here, and this is, she shared this sentiment with me, is to be here for the family. You know, and I'm slowly realizing, or I've come to realize, that can't always be the case. You have to be there for yourself and make yourself happy, because if you don't, you start resenting everyone and everything that's pulling you around. Then you're just unhappy and depressed. And that's how I feel about that.
Yeah.
That was kind of a pick me up. I need to play that song during the day, not at nighttime. People trying to go to sleep. Welcome back to the 5x5 Late Night Show. I'm your host, David, and we're just sitting and chatting and talking. It's quiet in the Spreakerverse tonight. And look for the 5x5 Late Night Show to be on iTunes in the next couple of days so you can follow us there. I forgot I'd never submitted it to iTunes. I knew it was going to be on iHeartRadio because I play music. But I was like, I need to put it on iTunes. And I totally forgot to do it, but I just did it either yesterday or the day before. So look for, I'll let you guys know. You know, you can always find that information out at the 5x5 on Twitter or our Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out, or check out the blog, the5x5.blogspot.com, and the fives are numeric. Thank you guys again for joining me tonight. I'm not going to be very long. Been trying to keep it cute and keep it simple, but I've been seeing today that Facebook from BuzzFeed.com has been going around Facebook, 5,000 shares so far, but surely it's more. There's a quiz named "What State Do You Actually Belong In?" I'm like, oh, that'll be fun to see where do I belong, because I know I don't belong here in the state of Indiana, which, by the way, newsflash, the HJR3 proposal has been smacked down, but it's not in the sense to where we got a victory. It's a victory because it's not going to be on the ballot in November. It's all about the wording, what was left out of it, how the definition of marriage is defined in the Constitution, the state Constitution. And I'm like, So it's a win, but it's not a win, because they can't change it. It's something about they can't change the wording when it's brought to the Senate. So from the House of Representatives to the Senate, the wording changed, so they couldn't. It got smacked down on those grounds. So I sure there'll be another fight, I'm sure, down the road, but we won't be voting for or against it on during November, election month in November. And also, these states, like if you listen to last night's episode, I told you about Kansas, is pushing a bill. The House of Representatives has pushed it on to the Senate to where they can deny same-sex couples and homosexual services just for them being gay. From what I read earlier today, Idaho is doing the same thing. So I'm like, ugh, y'all need to stop, because I want y'all, like I said, if y'all gonna do this, I'm gonna write to my senators and start making a bill to stop eating at Red Lobsters and all the seafood places, because if you're selling seafood and shellfish and all that stuff, you're going against the Bible. So, but I talked about that last night, so I won't be talking about it again. Okay, to the quiz. What state do you actually belong in? The first question was, which of these is your favorite fast food chain? Sbarro's, and they give you lists of all these restaurants. Sbarro's and Jerry's, Chick-fil-A, Giffords, never heard of that, Whataburger, eating there once, Popeyes, I love, Space Aliens, never heard of, Moxie Java, Dunkin' Donuts, PT's, Green Geno's, and Taco John's. See, I thought Taco John's was local, but obviously isn't. That's where it's going to get you, because I know Taco John's is local in Indiana, but that's not my favorite restaurant. My favorite, out of all those, my favorite restaurant is Dunkin' Donuts. If y'all didn't know, now you know. I love me some Dunkin' Donuts. There's not one in this area, but I still love it. It's not really a restaurant. So the next question is, which of these TV shows appeals to you most? Army Wives, the Drew Carey Show, Breaking Bad, Community, American Pickers, The Pretender, Justified, The Office, Gilmore Girls, Buckskin, Hawaii 5-0, or Parks and Recreation. Honestly, I seen an episode of Justified the other day, but it's not something that I had to watch. Community, I don't really like. And God forbid, I never watched Breaking Bad. I hear it's good, but I never watched it. It's going to come down between American Pickers and The Office, which since The Office has Mindy Kaling from The Mindy Project, and I love that, and The Office is really funny, I'm going to choose The Office. Oh, this is funny. The next one is Choose a Baby. And so, you know, these babies, this baby with these crazy blue eyes. But I'm going to choose the baby that's giving you a mad side eye. You know, me and my side eyes. I'm choosing that baby because it looks mad. And you can go to BuzzFeed.com/awesome. Awesomer, and then what state do you actually belong in to find this quiz? The next question is, which animal do you feel best represents you? A stallion, there's some roosters, there's a squirrel, there's a red bird, there's a bear, there's a beaver, there's a deer, I think it's an emu, a stag, some type of duck, and a bison. Come on, you know, I'm going to say bear. We're going to say bear on that one. What quality are you most attracted to in a partner? Well-educated, mysterious, cultured, interesting, youthful, mature, thoughtful, ravenous, free-spirited, physical beauty, generous, and unpredictable. Generous would have to be something I like, although... Yeah, we'll stick with generous. Which of these negative adjectives best applies to you? Needy, severe, stingy, obsessive, indulgent, boring, miserable, distracted, depressed, cold, aloof, reactionary. That's totally me. Pick a musician. We have Elvis Presley, Tina Turner, Jewel, Stevie Wonder, Bright Eyes, Al Green, Bon Iver, whoever that is, Hank Williams, Fish, Johnny Cash, The Flaming Lips. I like The Flaming Lips because they were on an episode of Charmed. And Jimi Hendrix. It's going to have to be either Tina Turner or Stevie Wonder. Has to be Tina Turner. Let's see. Which of these names would you choose for your baby? Michael, Sophia, William, Abigail, Jacob, Olivia, Liam, Isabel, or Alexander? Oh, Alexander, Ava, Jaden, or Emma. Where's Tanika and Junebug at? I'm probably going to choose William because that's my father's name. Yeah, William. As long as they don't call him Bill. which of these is your favorite movie quote? I'm a firm believer in philosophy of a ruling class, especially since I rule from the Clerks. Oh man, how did you get beans above the Frank? There's something about Mary. I gave Jesus a chance, sigh, but it didn't work out between us. Bull Durham. We are the Titans, the mighty, mighty Titans. Remember the Titans. All I need are some tasty waves of cool buzz and I'm fine. I could have guessed that. Fast my time. Goonies never say die. I am going to get a 4.0 in damage. SLC Punk. Never heard of that. Doing stuff is overrated. Like Hitler, he did a lot. But do we all wish he would have just stayed home and gotten stoned? The Tile of Steve. We're on a mission from God. The Blues Brothers. Y'all got Arby's all over me, Fargo. Say hello to my little friend, Scarface. There's no place like home from the Wizard of Oz. It's going to come down to Goonies and the Blues Brothers. We're going with Goonies. We love the Goonies. I'm a fanboy, right? Choose an actor. So we have Denzel Washington, David Hasselhoff, Julia Roberts, Anna Kendrick, Matthew McConaughey, Ellen DeGeneres, Josh Duhamel, Aaron Paul, Will Smith, Jimmy Kimmel, Steve Harvey, or Harrison Ford. That's pretty easy, Ellen. I'm not a fan of Denzel or Steve Harvey, even though I'm black. What's your party anthem? Stronger by Kanye West, Don't Stop Believing by Journey, YMCA by the Village People, Fergalicious, Rock You Like a Hurricane, This Is How We Do It, Cotton Eye Joe, The Last Night by the Strokes, Honey by Mariah Carey, Fell in Love with a Girl with the Stripes, Drunk in Love. Come on now, this is Drunk in Love by Beyonce, or Shots. B's my girl, so we're gonna go with Drunk in Love. Which of these pictures, this is a one with pictures, which of these pictures is the most appealing? There's a scene of water, creeks, there's coldness, it's like a congested area. Oh, there's one with a lot of green and clouds, so we're gonna choose that. What? When we come back, I will tell you what state that I got, and you won't believe this. And I'm not moving. I'm sorry.
Pressure, look up in ya. Baby, let me break you off. Let me be the great pretender. Even though it's all my fault, there ain't no way I'll let you go. I feel like we've been here once before. Somehow it feels like we both know. For you, I still feel like there's hope. Hey, 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 hey.
You say you want my love, yeah. You say you want my trust, but you don't deserve either one.
Yes, I do.
You had it once before.
But you know how it goes. You know I love you more. And can't nobody do me like you, baby. I broke your heart, I'm sure. But I'm willing to ignore all the things that we've been through lately.
Remain the same, and even though you broke my heart, I forgave you every time. So baby, tell me why we keep going around in circles, 'cause I'm quite tired, and I wanna get. You don't deserve either one.
Yes, I do.
You had it once before. You threw it on the floor, and then you pounded on it like a drum.
But you know how it goes. You know I love you more, and can't nobody do me like you, baby. I broke your heart, I'm sure, but I'm willing to ignore all the things that we've been through lately.
Y'all know they wrote that song for Rihanna. She's mad, because that would have been number one hit. Seriously, if Rihanna had sung that, it would have been number one. Anyhow, welcome back. I just took the What State Do You Actually Belong In quiz, and you guys will not believe what I got. West Virginia. I mean, seriously? West Virginia? West Virginia. It says, you got West Virginia. You can be a bit of a negative person, which is true, at a time, and are often a bit of a pessimist, which is true. This is kind of interesting. Maybe a realist is a better way to put it. That is completely true. That doesn't mean you're not kind. However, you are a very gracious person, someone who is thankful for all they have. At the end of the day, you're the hardest working person you know, and you wear that on your sleeve. Oh, wow. That kind of described me to a T, everybody. That is me in a nutshell. I have a lot of pride. Interesting. But you remember a few months ago, I did a quiz, which was, I didn't do a quiz. I did a show on what your state is worst at. And West Virginia had the highest rate of heart attacks. That's why I need to slow down, because I've been getting some heart attack clues. Now I don't know if that's in the universe, and I'm rebuking that in the name of the Holy Spirit, because I ain't trying to have no heart attack. But 6.5% of the population has had a heart attack in West Virginia. I'm not moving. they have snow right now. I'm not moving. But that was what state do you actually belong in quiz? And from what I see, it was pretty accurate. So, yesterday I've been reading from this book called The Unofficial U.S. Census. Things that official U.S. Census does not tell you about America. And last night, I told you guys what was on Americans' mind. Tonight, I'm going to give you 10 key facts on how Americans live and die. Number one. Number one is, how tall are you? The average American adult male is 5'9", and the average woman is 5'4". So I'm above average. Number two, do you have a cardiovascular disease? 20% of Americans do. Wow. See, I need to go to the doctor. Three, how many people have Alzheimer's disease? More than 5 million Americans. Number four, do you have arthritis? 22% of adults say they have some form of the condition. I think I have a little arthritis in my thumb. Number five, how much chicken does the average American eat? 60 pounds a year. I eat more than that. Number six, do you like ice cream? Apparently, the average person eats 14 pounds of ice cream a year. Now, I don't know how true that is, because not that I don't like ice cream. I won't eat ice cream in the winter. And if I do eat ice cream, it's in the summer. And it's very rare, because I don't like, ice cream can be messy and it gets melty. And I eat sherbet, but I don't think I went out there at all last year. Surely I did. There's an ice cream place called Orange Leaf. I don't know if you guys have Orange Leafs in your city, and they have this yogurt, and they have like a yogurt bar, and they have all these different little things. And I used to go in there and get the wedding cake ice cream with the brownies and chocolate and something other kind of ice cream, but yogurt, but it was really, really good. So, I don't know if that's true, but it's possible. Yeah, I'm here lately. I've been eating some gelato. Walmart has some good gelato called Talenti or something like that. It's like $5 for like a pint, but it's addictive. And my niece got me started on it, because she had purchased some peanut butter, and she doesn't like peanut butter like that. But it was good. I'm sorry, it was good. And I got caramel cookie dough the other day, and it was really, really good. But at 14 pounds in a year, I don't think so. Number seven, are you a vegetarian? 3% of Americans follow some type of vegetarian diet. That's actually a pretty good percentage. Number eight, how much sleep do Americans get? Just 6.7 hours on weeknights. I try to get six. If I finally doze off around four, which I know is really, really bad, I try to get six hours of sleep. So four, and I get up around 10, that's six. And if I can sleep till 11, normally I get my most sleep from Friday night into Saturday and Saturday night into Sunday. I get my most sleep because I'm tired. Not that sometimes I do shows, and I try not to stay on past two, and I try not to do more than an hour. So we're going to be right around 73 minutes tonight. But I agree with 6.7 hours. I wish you'd get more, but they say you need to get eight, but I don't get eight either. Number nine, what's the likelihood that you will die from an encounter with a snake or other reptile? 1 in 3.8 million. So you have a better chance of getting bit by a snake than you do winning the lottery. Interesting. What's the most likely cause of death for Americans? Heart disease. I think I've been getting some clues from the cosmos. My chest was hurting, and that's why I stopped drinking all the soft drinks. Now, if I can cut back the smoking, I think I'll be fine. But I'm not going to put that in the universe. I just need to go to the doctor and get that all worked out. I don't think there's much else to talk about tonight, guys. Thank you guys for joining me. I'm here, you're here, we're here. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show, and I'll see you next time. Good night, everybody.